Research published by the American Medical Association shows that access to maternity care is decreasing, especially in rural communities. In Lewiston, Idaho, nurse midwives are taking on more hospital cases. Some data suggests that may be part of a growing trend. And WPB's Rachel Sun reports.
Every year, providers at Lewiston's St. Joseph Regional Medical Center deliver around 600 babies. Dr. Alex Watson is the only full-time obstetrician in town.
Most OBs would do probably 150 to 200 deliveries a year. Mm-hmm. Over 200 is quite a bit. You know, I just do what needs done.
Last year, he delivered around 270 of those babies. The Idaho hospital continually ranks high in several maternity metrics. The team includes two nurse midwives.
I take call 24/7, and most nurse midwives don't do that either.
That's Andrea Hedrick, one of the nurse midwives working at St. Joe's. Hedrick has worked as a nurse midwife in the Valley for 14 years. She says she decided to pursue the career because of what she saw as a labor and delivery nurse.
Rough type of handling of women sometimes, seeing women not get informed consent.
She says midwifery seems to be growing as a profession. It's difficult to find hard data on the field, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics projects higher than average growth in the industry. Hedrick says midwifery, whether it's home births or at a hospital, tends to prioritize building relationships with patients and letting them be involved in their care.
There's just a certain amount of emotion, and there's this connection with women that is very strong, and gosh, it's going to make me teary, but it makes it all worth it.
Hedrick says doctors today are a lot more open-minded to patients being involved in their own care. That's important because nurse midwives don't have the training to care for all the high-risk patients or emergency situations that a doctor can. Still, the midwife model of care resonates with a lot of moms. Midwives may also play a key role in smaller towns like Lewiston, which can struggle to bring in OBGYNs. Getting doctors to come to small towns can be hard for several reasons. One, Watson says, is that you end up on call more nights. Another is that docs in big cities can specialize more.
They find kind of a niche in the area of OBGYN that they like, and most of their practice is kind of settled on that. Whereas in communities such as this, we take care of everything.
State politics may also play a role in hospitals' ability to recruit doctors. According to the Idaho Coalition for Safe Healthcare, Idaho lost 22% of its practicing obstetricians following the implementation of its abortion ban.
You know, I'm not really here to tell you whether they're right or they're wrong and how I feel about them. What the general impact has is that it's made a lot of other physicians somewhat wary and very cautious about coming to states such as ours.
At hospitals like St. Joe's, labor and delivery units triage care, so nurse midwives like Hedrick take on more of the lower-risk pregnancies, allowing doctors like Watson to focus more on patients with complications, such as blood clotting disorders or cardiac issues. Even so, Hedrick says it's been a challenge. She delivered over 200 babies last year and recently started training to handle more serious emergency situations.
We just weren't in a situation, 5 years ago that I even needed to think about that.
The hospital says it expects to add more staff within the next few months to help deliver all of those babies. Until then, Hedrick and Watson say they'll be on call when their patients need them. While I'm talking with Hedrick, someone stops in her office to tell her a mom-to-be has arrived in active labor.
All right, thanks. I'm going to go catch a baby.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm Rachel Sun in Lewiston.